USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A historic windstorm tore through several central states, leaving a 500,000 people in the dark. The storm kicking up winds as high as 100 miles an hour in some places, with 18 tornadoes reported in Iowa and Nebraska. The latest storms come after at least 88 people were killed across five states in last weekend's tornadoes. Democrats failed to keep a self-imposed promise of passing the Build Back Better Act by Christmas. Now Senate Democrats are turning their attention to how to pass a voting rights bill.
I joined with a number of my colleagues in detailed conversations about how the Senate will get voting rights done in time for the 2022 elections.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer speaking there. Democrats are also discussing how to get around the Senate filibuster rules. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Illegal immigrants and asylum seekers continue to arrive at the U.S. southern border in hopes of being allowed to stay once they surrender to Border Patrol. And Republican critics blame the Biden administration for not sending more of those illegal immigrants back to Mexico. New York Republican Congressman John Katko accuses the administration of ignoring court orders to reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy on Fox Business.
They have tried repeatedly to get rid of the Remain in Mexico policy. They're only doing it now because the courts are telling them to. And I had meetings in four different places in the last 2 days. Didn't even hear the mention of the Remain in Mexico policy.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a lower court ruling earlier this week, finding that the Department of Homeland Security didn't act reasonable when it ended the Remain in Mexico policy. Weekly jobless claims heading back up. The Labor Department says 206,000 Americans filed initial jobless claims last week. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby on Wednesday defended a decision to mandate COVID-19 vaccines for workers amid criticism from some Republican senators. Republican Senator Ted Cruz criticizing the vaccine mandate, calling it disturbing and saying it was disregarding the rights of your employees. When it comes to United's vaccine mandate, Kirby also has a message regarding religious exemptions.
By the way, there are going to be very few people that get through the medical and religious exemption. There's some pretty strict rules about that. So I would encourage any pilot that's decided they all of a sudden, or any employee that's all of a sudden decided, I'm really religious, and I'm going to say I'm going to get, you know, you're putting your job on the line. You better be very careful about that.
Canadian-based Enbridge Energy is trying to shift a Michigan lawsuit to federal court.
The lawsuit from Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration seeks to shut down the Enbridge Energy pipeline that supplies natural gas to Michigan, Canada, and Wisconsin. Last month, a federal judge agreed with Enbridge that litigation over Whitmer's order belongs in federal court. On Wednesday, Enbridge moved to shift an earlier lawsuit to federal court as well, which the Whitmer administration has vowed to fight. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
More news on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.